I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. By now, you've heard the great news that Pakistan's Supreme Court has acquitted Asia Bibi of blasphemy. Predictably, FMI's Bruce Allen says the country is in uproar. There are also concerns about reprisal violence against Christians.
They may still have to deal with attacks and burnings and other sorts of persecution, but they're also buoyed by the promises and the assurances that it doesn't mean that God has turned his back on them. In fact, this persecution has a tendency to build a more robust faith.
It's a good time to pray for reform. Ellen also says,
pray that the Christians have courage in the days ahead, that they know how to engage their neighbors with gentleness and respect, and that they have courage, they have the ability to forgive those who attack them.
And did you know that some of the countries with the fastest evangelical growth rates actually have limited church resources and heavy restrictions on the gospel? Jerry Meadows with Global Disciples says they've started leading experiential learning sessions with U.S. church leaders who want their congregations to multiply disciples. First, they identify roadblocks in American church strategy.
So what we've been looking at for discipleship is primarily come and congregate with us on a Sunday. We'll teach you what you need to know, and then you go live it. That perhaps is not as effective as we've thought it has been.
Meadows says Christians need to abandon the consumerist mindset and be willing to grow in their faith journey alongside fellow believers.
Someone's a mature disciple when they actually make other disciples that make disciples.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes a day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.